episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies. Welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 238. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What is going on?
Fun.
Hanging out, having a good time, like always.
When I ask you guys, what's going on or how's it going? I always,
you never know, right?
I anticipate what you're going to say. And
Fun spelled backwards is enough. So we've had enough fun. No, we have not. We could keep going, right?
Yeah. And it's Saturday as we are recording. So it's cool.
Makes it different. More fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funner.
Yes, it is. So
getting some extra get together time.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing. I admit I am so not used to being ahead that I get confused. I have to make sure that I'm dropping everything and scheduling it when it's supposed to drop.
I was gonna say, take your time. And don't rush it.
Exactly right. But it's I used to be really good at it because I just think, oh, this is gonna drop here. But now, because we're just so used to doing it,
I know,
you know, but.
We're trying to make your
drive you crazy.
Make you earn your zeros.
There you go. I appreciate that. Slow down there, Sean.
Why did three episodes drop today?
Yeah. I checked.
Wait a minute. Now we're not ahead.
I've always done that though. I always check the morning of, make sure that the drop looks right and that the episode is right. And every once in a while, I've caught myself you put it on there wrong.
We have a. Somebody wants in.
Somebody.
I bet that's Winston.
Trying to bust in.
Dying to get in.
He hasn't tried it in a while. He thought he'd see if it would.
Maybe it works now.
Yeah.
How about now?
All right. Let's get right to it, shall we? Sean, what are we talking about?
This is a thumbs down, so it must be Nate's. No, kidding. Just kidding. It's Nate's. It is the Buffalo Central Terminal.
Yeah.
And if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we used for this topic.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Buffalo Central Terminal. Never heard of it.
Me neither.
Buffalo girls, won't you come out tonight? Is that Buffalo Central Terminal is widely regarded as one of the most haunted places in New York, with a rich history of paranormal activity tied to its past as a bustling train station from 1929 to 1979. That's my birth year.
Hmm.
Right?
Hmm.
79. Wow. I was 8 years old.
Hmm. Yesteryear. Right?
Yes.
I made the 70s.
It is now considered one of the most haunted locations in Western New York.
No, Western New York, you say.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. With many attributing its eerie atmosphere to the tragic stories of those who passed through its doors.
Mm.
Dun, dun, dun.
Says here, the Buffalo Central Terminal was built in the early 20th century, I don't know why I make up words when I read. Opening but a few months before the start of the Great Depression. The station fell into disuse in the later portion of the century, but work to restore the Art Deco building began in the 2010s. Hmm. Visitors to the old terminal say that it is haunted by the spirits of old passengers who can sometimes be seen waiting for a train at the station. Also, a ghostly black cat has also been known to appear and then vanish in thin air.
Hmm.
In recent years, the terminal has begun offering ghost hunts, para-history tours, and candlelight tours during September and October.
Nice.
Awesome.
That would be kind of cool. I've never heard of the term para-history.
I've never heard of para-history either, but I like it too.
We have now, though.
That's right.
Yeah, they. I guess they're focusing on restoring the terminal.
Mm-hmm.
And it opens occasionally for public tours, everything that you said.
Yeah.
This is the terminal. When I hear terminal, I think of disease. I think that's the medical field in me. But when, you know, I know it's the end of something, but it's literally something is terminal. But it's, so when I see that, I know it's train station talk, but still. The terminal, an Art Deco masterpiece, is said to be haunted by the spirits of World War II soldiers whose luggage was never claimed. Now, that's something we've never heard before. Homeless individuals who froze to death during harsh winters and passengers who died suddenly from medical emergencies or accidents. Says visitors and ghost hunters report eerie whispers, cold spots, unexplained footsteps.
Footsteps?
Shadowy figures, phantom laughter, and orbs. Because it's a funny place to be in a little train station. Right?
We haven't heard... in the last few episodes we've done, whether it's a full or a mini, we haven't mentioned orbs in a while.
No. It's good to see them again.
I guess. I suppose.
Visitors have reported seeing shadowy figures. I love shadowy figures. And
we haven't talked about them either. Oh.
And hearing disembodied voices echoing through the empty halls. Some claim to have encountered a phantom train conductor.
Hmm.
Complete with vintage attire, wandering the terminal.
Hmm. So he's not doing his job. He's just wandering around. get to your station.
He's waiting to shout all aboard.
says the paranormal reports range from ghost haunting baggage claim to terrifying encounters in the tower. Local lore says Buffalo's historic train station might be one of the city's most active paranormal hotspots. Yeah, I just lost my. Never mind. Continue the conversation continue. as my phone is jacked up.
Terminal has a history of tragic events, including suicides and deaths homeless individuals seeking refuge within its walls during harsh winters. These stories contribute to the terminal's haunted reputation, with many believing the souls of those who died are still there.
Oh.
So they froze to the tracks. This says that at its heyday, it had upwards of 10,000 passengers daily.
Whoa.
It was filled with luxurious amenities and is now just dark corridors and empty spaces. It does look, I mean, it's completely, like you see it in the distance, you see it up close. It's like, that is a place that just looks creepy. I mean, it looks super creepy. And then you see pictures of it when it was bustling. It looks amazing. So it's so weird to see it, you know, juxtaposed kind from of the past to the
sort present. Of looks like an arena for a sports venue, not a train station.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Says one of the most well-known ghosts around Buffalo Central Terminal is the specter. You know, I like the word specter.
Inspector.
That's right. Of a mysterious woman dubbed Rose. Rose is said to linger around the baggage area of the main floor. Rather than appear to visitors, Rose is best known for speaking to them, but she will only talk to people she likes. Well, that's kind of how I do. Witnesses to Rose's activity say she seems to dislike men. She will not often speak when they are in or near the baggage area, but Rose reportedly enjoys the company of other women and will speak to them quite often. She doesn't like men.
This talks about like going on a tour. Says as you would at any train station, plan on arriving 10 to 15 minutes before your designated departure time. In this case, that's tour departure time. Your prompt arrival will allow you time to check in, use the restroom, and snap some pictures of the terminal before the lights shut off, which will happen once all the groups arrive at the first location. Upon check-in, you'll receive a sticker with a number on it representing the small group you will explore the terminal with. Hang on to it for dear life. Just kidding. My group's first destination was to head downstairs where, in the past, homeless would break in seeking shelter. Tragically, many would freeze to death. Says you will meet in the main terminal floor and throughout the night explore different locations. Designated tour areas include the basement, offices, and Anthony Felderly's apartment. Felderly, owner of the central terminal from 1979 to 1986, put his heart and soul into reviving the terminal during his ownership, but unfortunately it was unsuccessful. Some say his passion for the project has drawn his spirit back to the space, allowing him to oversee the place he loves so deeply. In addition to designated high activity spots, you'll also be able to go off on your own. It says on this particular visit, personally witness activity in the baggage claim area, and some say the liquor store is a good spot as well. So come prepared to explore. The baggage check.
There is a specter of a young boy.
Oh.
His name is Zachary.
Oh.
Zachary's ghost is said to frequently frolic and play through the empty terminal. His spirit is sighted throughout the building, but he is said to enjoy the main tower offices. Through the main tower, tourists may hear a child's energetic, playful laughter or hear footsteps running up and down the halls.
Oh, be creepy. You're talking about that Anthony Fedeli, whatever. So I got a little more about him. They call him Tony on this site. Tony owned Buffalo Central Terminal from its closure in 1979 through to the mid-1980s. Says in that time he kept an apartment on the third floor of the station. Now his ghost may still reside in the old 1980s bachelor pad. Says Fedeli's ghost is said to be an odd sensation more than anything. Witnesses say it feels like someone is following closely behind you with every step you take through the area. While this can be off-putting to some, others suggest it is Fedeli's way to keep a close watch on the property he enjoyed so much in life. So,
did you guys say anything about Rose?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you ever talk about Rose? Okay, I was going to say that they kind of ran into her.
She's the one that doesn't like men.
That's right. Yeah, she doesn't like men. And then
she talks to women. And
yep. And it said, so it said when they encountered her, it says, after a few questions to Rose without any response, there were two men inch closer to the cabinets that stood in the corner of the room and asked, "Where are you, Rose?" A clear response came through. A woman's voice responded, "The corner." Mm-hmm. One man knocked on the door and asked, "Would it be all right if we come in?" And a startlingly clear no came through, shooting a chill through their spines. It's like, woo.
Yeah.
So yeah, she does not like the men.
No. Shadow figures are commonly spotted all through the building, though never with enough detail to identify. Many times these figures are spotted on the first floor, standing still, or simply milling around. This has led...
I always like that word, milling.
This has led some to wonder if these might be spirits of long-gone train travelers.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine. I bet it is.
Yeah. Is it choo-choo, right?
Also, here it says... hold on here. While most people who experience strange activity here claim to only see innocent orbs, the story behind them is quite eerie. During World War II, many men of the war would never come back to claim their baggage. It is these men who are said to be, or who are said to haunt the halls of the Central Terminal. It's said that some of the soldiers who died during World War II were shipped back to the Central Terminal for their families to pick up at baggage claim.
Hmm.
And according to the Buffalo Review, homeless people would often seek refuge in the Central Terminal during Buffalo's notoriously frigid winters. We kind of talked about that. And some of them would not make it out alive. So,
some people hear phantom voices, and they're reported mainly in the offices and the main tower, usually. But a lot of the times, they hear voices that sound like they're speaking a different language.
Oh, really?
Mainly German.
Oh.
That's
scary. That's scary.
Ay.
I don't know what I just said there. I could have said something.
I think you put a curse on us.
You might have.
Kleisch, Kleisch, Kleisch.
A good old German curse, huh?
Did you hear about the woman that fell through the terminal?
No,
while ghost hunting? Fell through the terminal roof. Says a Western New York woman who was ghost hunting at the Central Terminal was injured after she fell through a roof. The 35-year-old woman from Kenmore, New York, did not have permission to look for apparitions inside the Central Terminal, looking, according to WIVB Channel 4. She was there with a man when she fell between 15 and 20 feet. He was uninjured. Police received a call around 10:30 p.m. on Saturday, July 31st, 2021. The woman was taken to Erie County Medical Center with multiple injuries. Neither she nor the man has been charged with trespassing or other charges at this time. So, guys, you got to get permission, and you got to be careful when you ghost hunt. Can't be falling through the roof. That would suck.
So, yeah, work still is continued for a full restoration of the building. But the grounds are still being used for regular events, including outdoor movie nights and concerts.
Oh, that would be cool.
That would be, absolutely.
It looks like it needs some restoration, but that would be it would be a cool area to just hang out.
I love the tower.
Oh, I do too.
Yep.
It does. So there's all kind of different haunted places in Buffalo, and they talk about them in this article, but it says like the past from World War II happenings, passing through there, to the War of 1812 being in Buffalo, around the Buffalo area, and just all of the happy, there's a rich history in Buffalo. So they're just saying that the terminal is just a part of that, you know, but so many people come in and out. You come in and out of a lot of cities, you know, and trains obviously are a big deal. I personally, the kid in me, just, I love trains. Have you ever heard of the Railroad Cafe down in Mitchell? Mm-hmm. It's a cute little, it is cute. This little like bar, there's a bar area and then there's a restaurant on the other end, and, it's got railroad everything in it, and it's really cool. So
nice.
But yeah, I love railroad stuff, but I think it's so neat, the history that we've had, and the way it used to bring people, you know, in and out of towns all the time. And it just, mm-hmm. you know, that's how you got around. Yeah. But it's kind of, and people still take trains, you know, like the Amtrak and all that kind of stuff, but it's just not as common as you used to see. I do see it when I drive around, there are certain cities, trains still come through and you have to wait on the train. Franklin's one of them. Mm-hmm. Mooresville's another one. Every once in a while you get stuck by the train. Typically, they don't tend to be real long anymore, but I remember back in not too long ago, I'd get there, stuck there for 10, 15, 20 minutes waiting on a train. Mm-hmm. Avon's another one.
Avon Prestwick is the worst.
Those can be really long,
oh my
too.
Goodness mm-hmm. sakes. I do a Yui.
you need to.
As far as tours, it says the tours provide the history of the terminal and demonstrate how ghost hunters use equipment, such as a K2 meter, to detect paranormal activity. The meters are typically used by electricians to locate electrical wires in the walls of buildings. We like to use them because it is believed that spirits can manifest around electromagnetic energy, said Matt Zimba, a tour guide and ghost hunter. If we have this device on a table, it will go from green to red, usually in a response if we're talking to someone, he said. We can generally get spirits to talk to us by saying yes or no, or turning the light on or turning the light off. The tour takes visitors from the main concourse downstairs to the ground level and up to the second and third floors, which is said to be the most haunted. The building, even in its current state, is quite a sight to many visitors with its doomed ceiling. I'm sorry.
doomed. It is doomed to be domed.
I'm struggling today reading. Usually I do pretty good, but today is not good. With its domed ceiling, impressive view from the second floor, and luxurious Art Deco architecture.
Do you think that Zimba does Zumba in his name?
Yeah.
Zimba.
I've done Zumba before, and it's not fun.
It is not fun. I agree with that. Some people loved it, and not me so much.
Sort of a workout.
Sort of.
I didn't like it. Kind of laughed when we did it.
I'd end up in the back of the room like, is anybody watching me?
What else we got on Buffalo Central?
We're going.
Yeah, it's
mm-hmm. How many hours? I'm sure.
Take a train,
yes. Get into the station. Sounds fun.
Let's see. Buffalo, I looked it up one time. I think is when Pete was thinking about taking the job for the Buffalo Zoo.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Let's see. Buffalo, New York. From here, 7 hours, 24 minutes.
Doable.
It's doable by train.
I wouldn't drive it. No. Anything else on Buffalo Central?
No. It looks like a cool place, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, I love it when we cover stuff with trains.
Yeah.
Makes my heart happy. And my heart needs to be happy, right?
I like trains, but I've never been like big into it. Not like yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not sure that I would ever, like I said, not too long ago, I think I talked about the adult guy that he retired and he has his own like pretty large model train. Rides kids around on him and stuff. I think that's a little bit much, but I would ride on them. I'd be like, oh, that's cool. But I would never do that kind of stuff. But I do. I think they're just cool. I just like them.
Have you been on a train?
So we talked about this before. Only I did take a train trip from, I forget where, with my grandparents to Chicago and back. So I've been on one. But yeah, so not anything elaborate.
My first wife, we did, a train trip from, Fishers or Cicero, something like that. And it took an hour trip to, or 45 minutes to Atlanta. That's where the destination. Mm, and so we had paid for the train trip, and then they had a dinner, and we got to walk around. It was in the summertime. Walked around Atlanta, where Rhodes Hotel is.
Yeah,
the haunted hotel. So
you nice. Were both of you guys. Didn't you do like a train like robbery where they like robbed the train mm-hmm. and it was a show?
Oh, you know what? Yeah. I did both that.
We talked
about
that before because I honeymoon. Have not done anything like that
on my honeymoon. We did it from Phoenix.
That sounds really cool.
The Grand Canyon, and it was a couple hours. You know.
Yeah, I'd like to be. I'd love to ride more trains, but yeah.
Okay, twice I've been on a train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been on a train down in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. It takes you back to an old coal mine encampment. And then we did a field trip in, I believe, elementary school and rode the Amtrak up to Crawfordsville.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was in Crawfordsville?
Isn't it the Rotary Jail?
Mm-hmm. Did you go see the Rotary Jail?
Yeah. I've been there. That's cool. The author did Ben-Hur.
Yeah.
His place is up there. I can't remember his name.
I didn't know that.
I only live there. Yeah.
Huh. I didn't know. What is it? Rotary Jail?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a haunted place? Is it a haunted jail?
It's one. So it Jenna's mom has actually said, you guys should look at that place. And I don't know if there's much out there about any kind of hauntings, but.
We need to look at an old jail.
Is it William Riley? Am I saying that right now? I always get confused.
Yeah, I can't remember. I should remember, but it's one of those field trips that like imprinted on me. I really enjoyed that one.
Sounds fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Lou Wallace.
It's Lou Wallace.
Whitcomb Riley.
Crazy Lou Wallace.
Yeah,
I knew exactly. I knew it.
That's right.
Wasn't he a race car driver?
Lou Wallace. I lived there forever.
That's Rusty Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
Rusty Wallace. Well, that's all we got on the Buffalo Central. I say Nate needs to help us out.
Buffalo Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wrap.
We knew it was coming, didn't we?
I never know what's coming with him.
That's
the fun part.
Something's coming.
That's the fun part of it. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 238 and our discussion on the Buffalo Central Terminal. So until next time, we will talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.